O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 111. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 111 by Poor Bishop Hooper. A repetitive piano motif slowly descends underneath the raw vocal melody. The mood established is more meditative than jubilant. The psalm writer is in awe of the Lord's works. The intensity in the middle of the song provokes a sense of God's unknowable majesty.
Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works and giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. This psalm is a wonderful example of the discipline of adoration. From start to finish, God is praised for who he is and what he has done. God is faithful and just. He is gracious and merciful. He is the God who does wondrous works, who remembers his covenant, who feeds the hungry and sends redemption to his people. His actions are to be studied and delighted in. This psalm is a good reminder that, according to one author, the Bible is not mainly a book of advice telling us what to do. It's mainly a book of redemption telling us what God has done. The actions we take are in response to what the Bible is actually about, the story of our holy and awesome God who reaches out to sinful people in love and who has done so most clearly in Jesus. So think, do you often take the time to delight in the works of the Lord, to study them? Well, in these next few moments, put the first petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Hallowed be thy name," into practice. Take some time to thank God for who he is and his abundant faithfulness. Let's close now with this prayer from the Gregorian Sacramentary. Almighty and everlasting God, the brightness of faithful souls, who did bring the Gentiles to your light and made known unto them him who is the true light and the bright and morning star, fill, we beseech you, the world with your glory and show yourself by the radiance of your light unto all nations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.